Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio, bears dancing in snow.
Hey everyone. This was recorded at the Hey Ya Bar up in Brisbane on the 10th of February as part of our Get Cooked tour with special guest Damien Power. Be sure to check him out at the Brisbane, Adelaide and Melbourne comedy festivals and go subscribe to his podcast, Power to the People. Speaking of festivals, we've got two shows in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival on the 14th and 21st of April at the European Beer Cafe. Check out our website, sanspinchradio.com/live, for more information and where to grab your tickets. Also, we do a Dungeons & Dragons podcast called D&D is for Nerds, and that's starting up a brand new campaign this weekend. So if you're curious to watch us three dickheads fumble our way through an adventure, now's the perfect jumping off point with The Search for a Helm. Search for it on iTunes and wherever you find good podcasts. Now on to the show.
Hey everyone! And welcome to a very special live edition of Plumbing the Death Star from Brisbane! Today, we are joined by a very special guest, Damien Power.
Woo! Yeah, thank you.
And we're going to be asking the important question, which alien invasion would be the worst for the alien?
You're so hypnotizing. Could you be the devil? Could you be an angel? Your touch magnetizing. Feels like I am floating.
And one that we think is pretty bad is Invasion of the Body Snatchers. So you know Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It's like, some of that shit. I think that one sucks for the aliens because of all the species, we're the kind of the garbagest.
Yeah, like we're not great at things. Like, hey, we're fast, but fuck, things are faster.
Do you have claws?
No, I don't. Can you fly? No.
What about swimming?
Not
bad at it.
I can swim. But not to say the degree of a fish.
What's the name of that movie where they? It's like Body Snatchers, but it's really old, so in the '80s.
Oh, Cocoon.
They run society as humans.
Oh, and
he puts the glasses on.
They live.
Yeah, that was fucked for the aliens. They had to work and shit. Like they went to work, and the guy put on the glasses. Like, look at the business dude going to work. What a shitty. Like, wouldn't you rather just be like ruling society and not
alien,
going to
like,
work?
Go home and just stand.
They're just living out shitty lives.
Is that the one where the aliens actually don't do anything and the protagonist just kills a bunch for no reason?
Maybe.
There was a mumble of yes over there.
It was quite a
yes.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit that guy.
That guy looks different. Fucking get him. Because I just think if I was like, say, so I'm aliens, and I've got that technology where I'm like, I can take over their body, I would instead go lions.
That's a better choice.
What do you think, you'd live as a lion?
Yeah, I'd body snatch lions.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be very good either because we shoot lions.
But nobody's expecting the lion.
Shoot a lion. But Damien, we also shoot aliens.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, like, now that I think about it.
An alien's a human. Anyway, don't worry.
But now, like you're saying, your humans are shit, but we won.
Like, the evolutionary ladder.
It is our planet.
Guess who's
not
on top?
It is not the lion's
We're
planet.
The ones in the
I might be shit at swimming, but fuck, I'm great.
Well,
guess what I ate? A shark. You know, it.
Can they body snatch anything? Like, could they be like, we'll just take animals?
Well, an invasion of the body snatches. Not a lot of people cheered, so I'm assuming there is people in the audience that have no fucking idea what the movie is. And I'm going to quickly explain how it works, which is also a sneaky plot synopsis.
Ooh. I've only ever seen the Nicole Kidman one.
That's fine. That's the same plot. It's a remake for a reason.
Yeah.
What they did, Joel Zammett, was they took the old one and they made it new.
What? Yeah. Fuck, film is crazy.
Blew your fucking mind, right? I just killed a guy.
Wow. Things they do in cinema.
It's flaw.
So hit us up with the synopsis. What's going on?
Well, I'll explain it and give you a vague synopsis. So aliens come to Earth.
Yep.
They kidnap people, put them in a cocoon.
Yep.
And then steal their bodies and then go live their life as them. But when they can't talk, they do the...
Wait, they can't talk at all?
They might be able to talk a bit, can't remember.
Because that's great if you're like, I'd like this, I don't know, how much are these bananas? And it's just like, you're like, can you please answer the question? Just shaking
their head. They have to pretend they're on an E or something. Like, I've seen a lot of dudes like,
all of my shopkeepers are on drugs, and I don't know why.
I put a fiver.
Enjoy the trip, buddy. Good luck. Hey, did you notice that all the businessmen today are cooked?
That's funny. Weird. They'd be so easy to rob. You just get behind the counter, start taking cash. They're just looking at you. Well, tell you what, though, I was robbing a bank, and I was like, put the money in the bag, and the teller's just like, I'd be like, you can have it.
You want this more than me. What's their end goal in the body snatchers?
To snatch bodies.
I would say to invade as body snatchers.
Well, what do they do when they get us?
Yeah.
The aliens, whoop, they won. We're all humans. They're like, well, now we got to deal with the hole in the ozone layer. Yeah.
It is the same shit with They Live. Like, I guess we get a job.
It is pretty funny for them to be like, we did it, high-fiving, drinking champagne. One of them's like, I'm crunching the numbers. You know, this planet's about to explode. They fucked it up. Ah, shit.
I also really like the idea of, in They Live, aliens, 6 months after. Just say they hypothetically won, they didn't successfully invade.
They lived.
6 months in, they lived. that was not that
fun. Got one person fucking loved it.
Was that good for you? That's good. Right. You know what I did there? I took the title and put a D at the end.
Yeah. I'm funny, I don't know. Ah.
I've forgotten what I was going to say. So 6 months in, the businessmen are like, this invasion's going really well. We've had the whole Earth for 6 months. Wait, I'm still going to work. they're going to have that realization and be like, humanity fucked them in the end just by being bad in the first place.
Yeah,
totally. They took over our society, which is fucked, and they just lived it. There's a weird bit at the end of that movie. Yeah, they lived it, man.
Good again,
a
little
bit at the
time?
End of that movie where they turn off the force field.
Fuck it.
They turned off the force field that made people see, the field that they put in place that meant people saw them as human. Gets turned off.
Yeah.
And they turn into aliens just mid-life.
Yeah.
Totally shot at the end. There's a couple having sex, and it's just like...
Whoa, what the fuck? Do both turn into aliens or just
one? No, one. Because one's a human and one's a body snatcher. They turn off the field at the end and your partner turns into a black, weird,
No.
Can anyone relate?
Maybe it's good.
Maybe it is good.
Maybe there's a moment of panic. And then you're like, well... Maybe this is a when in Rome type situation.
Down this path, everyone who's under the age of 18, please raise your hand.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so there's a few children.
Oh, man, I had all this shit planned.
All right, earmuffs.
I'm going to add shit now.
But yeah, not give it to them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, would you? Would you, look at all you people in the audience, some... More concerning than others. would you fuck an alien?
Yeah.
Dude, you're too eager.
Nothing
That's
would
what
stop
me. You're like, yes, I want to fuck it now. Where is it?
I'm trying to think of the scale of aliens.
No one said no.
I'm just trying to think of the scale.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of the scale of yes to no, and I don't know where to put E.T. right now.
Smack bang at the beginning of yes! E.T.'s finger glows and it heals you.
I don't know, man. He looks. I don't know. I don't know about E.T., man. He looks like a piece of shit. Like, literally.
He does. He does. But that glowing finger.
He does.
Oh,
he has.
Oh, yeah. You're into that shit.
He has
the body of an orangutan.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, it's kind of like you fucked pieces of shit before, but not like this.
Yeah.
We've all made mistakes.
I don't know how we ended
flying
up.
Home, like, flying for an Uber. Yeah,
just like the next day, you'd look over. Ooh.
I think the worst, the least sexy thing about E.T. is his voice. He was like,
I would say it's his everything.
Because he's like, E.T. phone home. If he's like, Jackson, fuck me. I'm like... Is it cool, E.T.? Like, you know, I'm into this, but is it cool if you just talk afterwards? It's just, you sound like a Muppet a bit? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Very, very similar kind of film, like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It's called The Faculty.
Yeah.
If anyone's seen it, like late 90s.
The same person that cheered for They Lived loves The Faculty.
Film. It's got Elijah Wood and it's great. Very similar concept, but they're like they're parasites, and what they do is they try to take over this small school in Idaho, mm-hmm. and they do it by going into their ears and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem there is very similar, is that they got to keep living the same lives as the other people, and they seem to have this weird parasitic relationship where they take on their memories, like one of them stabs someone else, and like, fuck, I've always wanted to do that. So it's like, yeah, I get to be a person, but also I guess I got to deal with their impulse control.
Yeah.
But the big problem there, their weaknesses, is that they can't have any, like, cocaine or coffee.
What's the point?
Yeah, so...
What's the point?
What's the fucking point? Yeah. I agree.
How do they function?
Yeah, I've taken over Earth, and now what? Let's party. Shit, we just killed ourselves.
Yeah, because you're right, because it's not like they've taken over Earth and they're like, cool, I'm a new being. They're the guy they took over, yeah?
Yeah.
So if you love cocaine,
yeah,
and an alien gets in your brain, the alien's like, I love the thing that's going to
kill
me.
Yeah, but you don't know that there's something else that they snort that makes them high that doesn't make us high, like fertilizer or
that's true. It's very funny to imagine he's like got coffee, he's got cocaine, and then he goes to like the bin or something.
Just crushes up a banana peel. Yeah,
exactly. Sweet apples. I'm fucked. Tell me if you weren't, if you didn't invade, you're aliens, you invade Earth. After a bit, you're like, what here gets me high?
Oh. Yeah.
What can I eat on this planet that's going to fuck
me up?
That's
what we would do, man. If we invaded a planet as human beings, we're like, all right, what mushrooms can we eat? Or whatever.
After we've slept through the buffet that planet has to offer, what's getting us
we
maggoted?
Just got off this.
Yeah, I know.
I reckon when we invade other planets, I would happily take the job of food taster. Like, you know, because they're like, we don't know what's edible on this planet. We're going to need an elite team that will eat the animals.
Happily do that? Yeah. Why would you do that?
Because what if it's good?
What if it turns you into a fucking slug or something?
Then you'll be a slug.
And I'm an awesome slug boy, and I'm like, keep giving me fucking space shrooms.
I
could end my life as a drugged out slug.
I don't want to.
Frankly, I'm good.
Jackson, I just want to point out a hole in your theory.
Sure.
So, in this situation, we're employing someone to taste the food so that when we find out what tastes good, we then feed it to the population.
Yeah.
You know, if you're just one step removed, you get to taste the good food, right? You don't get any of the risks of the bad.
But not straight away.
I want it now.
I have to wait too long. Plus, I think there'd be a certain level of, like, you know, people would respect.
No, they wouldn't.
No one's going to respect you, man. Yeah, the food tasters, wow, so brave.
Yeah, everyone remembers the king, but you know who they remember the most? His taste.
And also, because they're going to have the same thought I did. They'll be like, oh, there's that fucking idiot that couldn't wait 2 weeks to eat that apple.
How great is it to imagine a big statue of me in the center of town, but I'm just a fucked up slug.
Just gorging on
who was this apple. Guy? You know those mushrooms that make you slugs? First guy to eat one.
I've had those mushrooms, but it wasn't literal.
Yeah. So, and also another problem in the faculty is
I like
if,
that we
Sorry, I was just going to say that I had this thought before and then forgot to say it.
As
we focused far too much on the cocaine and not the coffee part.
Yeah.
That's far easier to accidentally ingest.
Yeah. Another problem with it is they got to drink a fuck ton of water. Like, they're just sitting there just sculling water to the one point where they're on a field and the sprinkler system's going and they're all being like, fuck, this is bad. It's real stupid.
What are they doing? Like, are they getting kicks out of being in a human body? Is that what it's all about? They want to be in this fucking shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I don't know if you've noticed.
We're garbage.
It's not always great.
Well, what I keep thinking is that, like, we've got organs we don't need.
Yeah.
Some bits of us just go wrong occasionally. Yeah,
do they?
Yeah. It's a trip being a human. You know, imagine you're like cool, I'm a human, sweet. And someone's like, yeah, your liver's failed. I'm sorry. The alien's like, that can happen.
Man, yeah,
you've
got the
shouldn't have been snorting fertilizer.
Yeah. So yeah, another problem with the faculty is that once it is a very similar kind of trope with a lot of aliens, like in Avengers.
Yeah.
They kill like the big mothership in Avengers, or they kill like the big mother alien. Everyone dies. So imagine you're like John Q. Alien.
Yeah.
And you've already invaded some motherfucker. And you're like, sick, I'm going to be this lad. And then your mum dies. You're dead.
And like, mum's dying, it's sad, but it's a fact of life.
Yeah. I'm going to outlive my mum. I'm sorry, mum, but I am.
It's a tragedy, but
I mean,
that's
I hope,
just...
which is a weird thing to say.
It's like, it's two steps away from saying you hope your mum dies.
Yeah.
It's like the most positive way you can say that sentence.
Yeah, don't make it happen. No. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
But when their time comes, you know, that's
it's
life.
That circle of life and all that. Lion can explain this. So...
Sure.
If I'm there being, you know, a sick lad that I've consumed, and then mum dies, why do I want to die?
You're just dead.
It sucks.
It's rough.
It's rough for an alien.
There's a lot of things like that. Like, the day after tomorrow. Day after tomorrow?
That's a bad weather.
When we kill the big ice. All the little
Twister?
Ice.
Were you thinking of Twister?
When we get the
volcano?
Big daddy.
None of those are about aliens either, dude.
Is it like...
Independence Day? Is that what I was thinking of? Yeah.
Everyone else knew. Yeah. Well, again, same thing. You kill a big thing.
Are there animals like that on Earth? Like, aren't ants, if you kill the queen, like, do they just...
I think they just shit themselves.
I don't think they die. They just all...
Fuck.
I don't mean they die. I mean, do they just all wander off into the forest?
The same thing will happen in the UK when the Queen does.
Just a bunch of Brits being like, what the fuck are we doing now?
Yeah.
How fucked to be an ant and you come home and they're like, Queen's dead, fuck off.
Yeah. Well, it just means no work today. It's awesome.
Day off, sweet.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah.
Let's elect an ant.
Dead. They elect Trump ant.
They're like, yes, we will.
Democracy's working.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, and they're so good at building walls.
Yeah.
Oh,
I hate ants now.
Yeah. So,
what other alien invasions can we think of? What else have we got?
Sorry, you go. No, you're sitting in order. I jumped the line.
I don't want to. I don't want to come back to this again. But
yes. Oh God.
There is a movie where Scarlett Johansson. Is
under
an alien
skin.
Under the skin. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Oh yeah.
You've seen it.
Yeah. So you get to fuck an alien. I know why I keep looking at you, but
look, like, he's the first in weird space rooms, a whole fucking alien.
Well, you're fucking Scarlett Johansson and an alien at the same time, effectively.
Right.
Yeah.
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 She kills you.
Look,
like you die.
Weirdly,
I went out on a high.
I'd want to go full alien. I just mean, like, you know, like, don't fuck up. Alien
yeah,
like
if it looks
human,
like Scarlett, like whatever,
tentacles and shit.
Yeah, I've never, I haven't seen this film. So, are we mid coitus when this happens?
No.
Is she mid alien?
No.
What happens here?
Is she post sex? You kind of get like, it's been a while since I've seen it.
No, well, she's wearing a human
skin.
Yeah, she's wearing a human skin that's just absolutely realistic, and she just runs around seducing guys.
But then you have to do this weird like
floating
dance.
Them in liquid.
All the guys do like this weird dance before they have sex with her. So how comfortable are you dancing naked?
What are you talking
pretty
about?
Pretty comfortable.
Are you talking about the same movie?
Yeah.
The movie with
sound effects.
I don't
really
remember
good.
The dance, man.
Yeah. But, I mean, I can describe it in detail.
Please do it if you
could. It's pretty close to that.
What?
So when she picks up, because she's picking people up in a van.
Always a van. Why is it always a van?
This sounds like, for anyone who hasn't seen this film, it sounds like we're just talking absolute shit. I promise you, it's a weird indie movie. It's something in Scotland or something. It's real good. This guy's a fan. You can talk to him about it.
Is it an invasion, though? Is that like Scarlett Johansson's like, this is the first step?
It's more like a experiment, I think, for the aliens.
So the aliens are like, well, fuck humanity. Yeah.
Let's get our fuck on a little and see what happens.
It's kind of like Species, except earlier stages of Species.
Okay.
Yes! She put up her hand and was like, look, if someone needs to fuck all of humanity just to get tests, I'll do it.
It's great to imagine, like, the Galactic Council are like, all right, so, again, next job to a life, we're going to need somebody to fuck them. Me, please. I like to think they dance around the issue. Make me work for it.
We're not seeing any hands up yet.
I'd get on stage. I have elected me.
Okay, so
you don't see the dude version of that, by the way.
Well, yeah, to be honest, the dude version of that is not going to be me.
Yeah, yeah.
I am not the male equivalent of Scarlett Johansson.
It'd be funny if it was just like,
yeah.
Big fat dude with a beard going, yeah, I'm going to fuck everyone. Yeah. And just like, no one wants to fuck you, man. But I'm an alien. They sent me. This is meant to be good looking.
Come in, I'm a fan.
And it's funny the aliens don't know. They're like, that's sexy for us. I don't know.
Yeah, is there an alien back home going, yeah, that's hot. Scarlett Johansson looking. Like, it's an alien that must have picked.
Like Women's Weekly?
Being well, they had to have. There would have been an alien from Scarlett Johansson's alien because they're weird, like, green looking.
Yeah, they're no good.
Yeah. They're not my type. But there would have been an alien version of her back on her home planet going, this is what the human has to look like. Hot.
Yeah. To seduce men in a van.
Yeah. And make sure you get a van, not like a cool sports car or whatever.
Van, we've done the market research.
Yeah.
Vans, sexiest.
They all use vans.
More people make love in a van than any other vehicle. We don't know why.
The plot of Under the Skin is literally that she drives around in a van, picking up hitchhikers, seducing them, fucking them, killing them, and then she dies.
I don't think she fucks them. She doesn't fuck them.
How are you two remembering just spot the most different fit? Did you see two films?
Am I right? Yeah. She does? She.
Oh, so it is me!
So no, Jackson, it's like we've presented you with a buffet and you got to seduce the food, so it's like, yeah, eat me, and you're like, all right.
How fucked? We land on an alien planet, and I'm like, all right, I'm here to see what mushrooms are good, and then the mushroom's like, you're going to fuck me or what?
Yeah.
Oh, guys!
I think it's just so weird to have to seduce your food. Like, imagine seducing a cow or whatever.
You're just, like, patting it a bit.
Yeah,
well, I was thinking,
you're
seducing a
what's
carrot.
What's your name?
What, are you just hanging in this fucking paddock?
Carrot.
What's up?
What's your name?
That was a carrot, not the cow's teeth.
Cows don't have dicks, guys. Pay
the
attention.
The bull's pet was not.
I knew we'd end up on fucking animals.
Yeah,
I knew
it. Yeah. Once more again.
I hate our reputation.
Do we eat bulls? I know that's really irrelevant.
What?
Do we eat bulls? Good to hear.
Yeah.
We don't eat their dicks. Shush.
That's called a bush oyster?
We eat their balls, but not their cock. Anyway, somebody hit us up. Shut up!
Another vent. No,
Jusha, come on!
Alien! What the
Signs!
All right.
In the alien invasion in Signs, the aliens are doing a pretty good job. Until humanity realizes they're allergic to water. So if you're doing the market research as an alien to which planet you invade, and you know that you're allergic to water slash it kills you, why are you picking the one planet that's fucking like 85% water? It rains!
A challenge?
I like if you put us in the position of the alien again and we're like flipping through planets. But like this one has a lot of knives on it. And occasionally it rains knives. Let's say we choose this one. That's a good planet.
Very
the people here eat knives. There's knives all over the fucking shop.
The people are actually made of knives. 70%.
Yeah. I mean, again, you look at
the water.
Looking at
someone probably lost their job back at the alien planet.
God, they fucking
like,
should have.
Him in charge of the planets. He's fucked up twice now. I'm assuming there was another one.
I like your two-strike policy.
Yeah. Well, you don't fire him the first time. Come on.
You're like, well, it's a mistake anyone could make. I get it.
Yeah.
But I think it's because, like, what's your other option? Fucking Mars?
You land there, you're like, I got it.
What's on Mars that's good?
But at least do that first.
What's on Earth that's good?
Yeah, that's a good question. Gold.
Gold?
Yeah, but there's planets made of gold.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And diamond. Like, why are you really? Planets made of people?
The only thing that's, like, endemic to Earth is humans.
Are we humans and water. And what are those things they hate?
Oh, and, like, rats and owls or whatever.
Are we just, like, tasty?
Is every alien invading to eat us?
Because, like, if you were telling me, right, here's this plant, it's full of knives. It rains knives, there's, like, a whole ocean of knives. There, people are made of knives, but they're fucking delicious.
That's a pretty good reason to go and eat Earth.
I might be tempted.
Yeah, like, if you boil down the knives, it comes in, like, custard or whatever.
I think if someone told me I could eat a god, I probably would.
Yeah. Oh, delicious. It's kind of a little bit dangerous. And I hunted it myself. So, like, is that going
What are the aliens in Signs doing? They just seem to be walking around children's birthday parties. Making signs.
Giving people spooks and, like, making art, I guess.
Yeah. Why? What are they getting out of it? Looking at you, Dusha.
I know you're looking at me, but I'm refusing to make eye contact. After hearing your comments about E.T., I don't want to look at you anymore.
Well,
so in Signs, it's similar to Independence Day, I'm pretty sure. Like, they slowly take over in the sense that they destroy. I saw this not that long ago. This shows you how forgettable Signs is. I watched it this year.
It's good.
Why? I don't know. It was on.
That's a great film. Big fan.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure they destroy one because by the time that they realize that water kills them, Earth is looking fair fucked to the point where they're just like, hey, tomorrow's going to be the end of the world.
Yeah.
That's a scary news broadcast.
And then
everyone goes to the end of the world.
And everyone goes to bed, and then when they wake up, it's fine. Because
the aliens are like, shit.
Yeah, so, basically. Everything happens for a reason in Signs, but like, aliens could have stopped that by not coming to Earth. And also, yeah, they use gas, and if you hold your breath, the gas doesn't work. Because the child in that gets attacked, aghast, but she has asthma because everything happens for a reason. So her lungs are closed.
Works.
You know, your lungs hold your breath.
I don't know if that's just alien gas. Means I'm at a fairly sure that's just gas.
Yeah, but...
That's a good point.
Yeah, except, like, most gas usually does, like, physical damage. Like, mustard gas, not just, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mustard gas is a specific situation.
But no, aliens, gas like... is flammable. Like, I mean, yeah, sure, some gases, like, you just breathe in. Yeah. Like carbon dioxide. I get it. Like carbon dioxide.
Or monoxide. Or monoxide.
Thank you for the science lesson.
You're welcome.
What about Superman?
It would suck for him.
Well, if he's like, you know, he is an invasion, technically. Yeah. Papa Kent's like, let's put him somewhere good. He's not doing a good job. If I was the rest of the Kryptonians and I landed, I'd be like, you are their pet. That's fucking sad. If I'm on Zod's side.
Yeah, no, not even just he's a pet, he's a guard dog.
Yeah.
He's like a working dog.
But Jackson,
yeah?
Do you know what he does that you should respect?
What's that?
He fucks humans.
Does he?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Comic book is the lovemaking of Superman and Lois Lane?
I'm pretty sure old mate Clark was raised Protestant?
Yes. That's a good point.
What's their views on sex before marriage? I would say no.
Did somebody say no worries?
No worries, mate.
No worries.
Clark, give it to him.
No worries.
Come on, Clark, give it to her. Lana, yeah. You're weird, Dad.
I think Superman shouldn't, even though I'm very pro-alien boning. It's that classic thing that Superman will kill anyone who fucks.
I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about Superman, but does he actually fuck a human in it?
Well, I mean, there's Lois Lane he's in a long-term relationship with, and if I was Lois Lane,
he has a child,
was,
which like, is something that should probably be like
the dude.
He kills his child. What? All right, so
excuse me.
Kills his own child.
I was gonna get. I just can't get in the crowd. So pretend I came to you. Was like, what? How does he kill his child?
Okay,
he doesn't just, like, kill it when it's out.
It's not like a guinea pig situation where he like eats it already.
Yeah. Okay. It's not like a lovers. What we should have gotten rhymes with this morning. Heat vision. Straight in the uterus.
It wouldn't be hard for him to pick up more women if he can fly.
Yeah.
Very Are you early. Saying that that's a very desirable trait in a man?
Ladies, I mean, would you date a dude that could fucking fly?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm with whoever yelled no.
All right.
Someone what flies, I'm like, get down.
He can... he can also just walk through walls and shit, but, you know.
Now whatever. I'm afraid.
Yeah. True, Jackson, actually, that's probably not good.
Jackson, your morals frighten me because they have... no real reason except if it looks human, no thank you. If it doesn't, yes, please.
That's it. That's my motto, yes.
Does Superman have a non-human form?
No. we've debated it on the show before.
I was so scared you were going to say penis.
Well, but... we have debated it on the show
what
before
are we getting on for?
Whether or not Superman has a butthole. Because we have no way of knowing if at the Daily Planet he just goes in, sits... because people expect him to shit,
yeah.
And then he leaves again. Because yeah. If he never did, you'd be sitting in your cubicle being like, it's weird Clark Kent never shit.
Jackson.
Yep.
You clearly haven't had a job for a while. Because when I go into my work, I don't notice if people go and take shits or
yeah,
not.
But you're not in office. After like yeah. 3 or 4 years, well, you'd have that realization where you're like, Clark Kent has never shat.
Yeah, but no one knows the shitting patterns of
but
the other office
you'd
workers.
Also be like, I've never gone to the toilet
to
and bumped into Clark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you were Clark Kent, I think it'd just be clever to hang around the toilets sometimes. Like, standing up against it, wait for someone to come in, zip up.
To be honest, man, if you could fly, I'd just, you know. Well, anyway, I'd be shitting on people. That's the one. Like, why would you waste it sitting down on a seat? Like, you can
it is
just walk through the wall and shit on your boss's desk, then fly away and get a new job in a different country.
Superman, exactly the same. Still protector of Metropolis. He just shits on people. So you're like, we love him.
I would watch that.
It's great. But occasionally he'll shit on your car. Yeah. This is the price we pay for being defended.
And they're powerful because...
It's quick. It's like a shotgun, yeah.
That's bad.
That's a lot of wrecked cars.
And a lot of wrecked cars. And again, with an invasion of Superman, it would be very lonely for him. Hence now he has to go and, you know, have sex with something that's not his species.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, it's very unfortunate.
So he takes human form and he's not human.
No, he's left. Not human. He just looks like a guy.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Kryptonians look human, which is, you know.
That's something that no one's ever addressed in a way that I'm right. satisfied with.
Yeah.
I wish he looked yeah. wronger.
Me too. Me too.
I wish Superman was like, yeah, I'm a guy. I also got two little raptor arms coming out of my stomach. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, like the dude in Total Recall.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, what the fuck, man? Glad you're wearing a shirt.
A skin tight,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
All right, you just see that little Total Recall guy trying to push his way out. I hate our superhero. That's what I'd say every day when I woke up.
Good morning, Jackson.
I hate our superhero. Yeah, at least Batman's just a guy. He doesn't have a gross little goblin dude on the front of him. You're welcome, yeah. citizen. Free me!
Have the aliens from the titular aliens ever tried to invade, or are they just more of a bioweapon?
Well, they kind of already did, didn't they? Aren't they in, like, a pyramid from Aliens vs. Predator?
Oh, yes. They
yes.
are, too.
Got a confirmation. So somebody dropped him down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's 100% canon. We'll hear a word about it. I mean, is it bad for them? I mean...
Whatever. The aliens don't know what's going on.
They're kind
really.
Of like a rabid creature.
Yeah.
I reckon for them it'd be pretty good.
Actually, I'm following the alien path and one that I absolutely know tried to invade her. Very similar. You picked the wrong titular... Well, the wrong part of the title to focus on.
Prometheus.
But also Predator.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it bad for Predators?
Well, first of all...
Also, it's funny with... Predators that they don't
they
know.
They can't see dudes in mud.
They got mud.
Heaps of mud around.
Do you think a predator would feel good if we told them we called them predators?
I think that
it's actually offensive.
They're like, I got a real name. I forget. They do have a real name. Yeah, Youcha. Youcha.
Youcha.
Fucking King. king of the nerds down here.
He knows about the yowchers.
Well, the yowchers.
Now the ladies know who to look for after the show.
Yowchers, man. Yowchers. All right. But, like, they don't really... They just want to hunt, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah? There's a lot to hunt on Earth, but I feel like it's slim.
And I have I've heard that the greatest, you know, thing to hunt, man...
It's the greatest thing to hunt if you are man. Surely the greatest thing to hunt for a predator or another predator is another predator.
Ah, of course. Then why do they keep hunting men?
I don't know.
Like, and also Predator 2 is set in the city. So, like, they're not hunting, like, wildlife. If they are, they fucked up. Like, their GPS really fucked up.
Well, they don't know. A wild man right now is a guy in an office.
That's true, actually. If you're a predator, you're like, I'm here to hunt humans. You land. You see, we're like rabbits to them, surely. Yeah. They should be hunting gorillas.
Well, it's the same reason, you know, people shoot lions, I guess.
Yeah.
They're like from a distance, they're like,
yeah.
That was fun. It'd be the same for predators, I guess. Like, it's not like a lion with a gun. Like, you've got a gun.
A lion
and
with
it's a
gun.
Lion. The lion's just like sitting there, whoa, I got it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
You're right. Predators are like the
like
wealthy.
People love it. People love doing it.
Do you think on the Predator planet, you remember that dentist that killed a lion? They're like, that guy killed a doctor. And like the other predators are shaming him.
Yeah, there's protesters.
Yeah.
Shame on you fucking killing humans and animals too.
They don't know what the hell's going on. Leave them the hell alone.
Look at them. They look in pain when you shoot them.
They're so fucking pink all the time. They're useless.
Why are we invading them again?
That's a question that it all comes down to, is what's good here?
Yeah, what is good here?
Nothing.
Again, apart from the delicious man meat,
what is good?
Once you replace all of men,
yeah, watch out for that delicious man meat.
Yeah. So, like, once you've run the man meat, like, dry.
Yeah.
I guess...
We are in the valley, yeah. Man. Like, it is Sunday.
I really like the idea of a farm that says, like, man meat and someone hanging up a little sign that says dry.
Sorry, fellas, the man meat farm's dry today.
We ran out.
That I never thought I'd say. And yeah, I guess after that you're just like, well, at least the planet's kind of nice. But again, humanity has kind of fucked that. So, like, surely there's nicer planets out there.
Why did the War of the Worlds happen?
So there was Mars.
Mars sucks.
Yeah, they were from Mars.
That's a reverse Total Recall situation.
And then they just were like, we've planned this. We've planned this for so fucking long. Mm. We forgot about the common flu. And then they got sneezed.
Do you think it was like a quick thing? Or like, were they just like driving their little tripod and was like... You feeling all right? Yeah, I'm feeling
all right.
Oh, shit.
It's funnier if it's just like... The other one's like, what the fuck was that? I was like, I don't know.
They're just sweating. Like,
yeah. What was it? What was it, real hot in here? If you're like in an alien planet, you're piloting a tripod and you vomit, you're like, I'm done. That's me. That's us. We're fucking gone.
It's probably just food poisoning from space.
It's a long journey. You know, they got a prepackaged food.
Oh, yeah. Because initially, they probably would just think it's food poisoning. Like, yes, kill the kill.
Give me a second.
Do they eat humans in War of the Worlds?
They put us in, like, cages, don't they?
Yeah, they vaporize us for a bit.
Yeah.
And
then they collect us in cages on their tripods.
Presumably to farm for man meat.
Man meat again.
Actually.
It's very tasty.
I just remembered someone.
Yes.
And it's an alien invasion.
Yes.
And it's an interesting one because they come to Earth to do something very special. Fuck. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah! The sweet chance.
Without Craig McLaughlin, huh?
Yeah, much better,
So, it seems like a lot of you are familiar with it. I didn't even really need to say anything, but I will. So, in that film, there is an alien that comes to Earth who then gets too excited about being on Earth and starts trying to fuck everyone. And then the aliens come back being like, this is meant to be an invasion. You're fucking this up. And they kill him. That's bad for everyone.
Oh, imagine the shame back on their home planet. Yes, remember the invasion we planned? Well,
it is great to imagine
things
being like,
went awry.
How's that invasion doing? And like some people looking at the screen of him just fucking everyone. Like, yeah.
That's real good.
For you.
Yeah. He made a man. It's,
yeah. We're doing. Oh God! He's such a rogue unit to be like. He went to the planet, made a guy, fucked a guy. We don't know what we're doing here. We gotta send a rescue. This is fucked. It's like sending a horny Frankenstein to an alien planet.
The doctor or the monster?
No, the doctor.
The doctor. Dr. Frankenstein. Because he goes there, fucks everything, makes a Frankenstein.
Fuck that.
Fucks the Frankenstein, yeah.
Which then betrays him.
Yeah.
And then death. it's just real rough. It's like the worst thing you possibly do. Like, what? There's just so many jumps of logic there. If I got sent to space, okay, you send me to Mars.
Yep.
Thanks. Bye. I go land on Mars. I'm like, oh, sweet, there's aliens, and it's like a civilization that I can easily adapt to.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what? My first thought is not.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What? Please, do tell.
I'm not going to have sex with any of these
Well,
things.
This is where you're wrong. Because, like, how long's that journey to Mars?
Yeah.
Quite some time. When I get there, I'm, like, a little bit lonely. And, you know, I look around. There's a society that looks kind of like me.
And you're not an unattractive fella. You know? People are interested.
So why not? Thank you. So...
this one over here. See me in the green room.
No.
No!
None of that.
Times have changed.
Yeah, times have changed.
There'll be none of that.
None of that. So... Hey, I'm lonely. There's a society. I'll go my way through that. Maybe build a bloke.
I just think it's very easy.
I think
easy
people are doing that here now.
I think,
like,
and also,
sex robots are getting pretty realistic.
Yeah, and I guess that makes sense if, like, if...
I've heard.
Said a bit too much there.
Yeah. I've done my research. Yeah. Wait for the price point to go down a bit, but when it does...
They actually have this thing, like, they were saying that the big ethical problem with sex robots, because they're so realistic now, is that you'll be able to build one based on someone in real life without their consent.
Imagine going to your mate's house, and you're like, oh, how are you dealing with your breakup? And, oh, you've built your ex. Oh, good, Tim. This is fucking good, isn't it? Oh, you're real coping with the breakup, aren't you?
Yeah, it's gonna be awkward at the work Christmas party.
I always think the most fucked up thing with sex robots is because we keep our desire with the sex robot is to make it more and more realistic, which means that of all the robots that are going to get sentience first, it's the one that's going to be the least happy with its sentience. When sex robots are like, whoa, oh, fucking hell. As if.
This isn't good, Tim.
Damn it. Damn it!
Isn't that a thing, though? Like, that pornography often pushes technologies forward?
Yeah.
Like, the internet and so on?
Absolutely.
That's why we have Blu-rays, really.
Yeah. I say that almost without a joke. I think the first robots that come to life are going to be the sex robots, which is going to be scary if they're the uprising robots.
Especially
if it's T2 Judgment Day, but it's like a big, you know, that class, like the boot stands on the skull, but it's like a high heel just grabbing.
Yeah.
Like an arm that's like, is this a dildo?
They're like, oh, just a fist, actually. The narration being like, look, we deserve this, basically. this is on us, so
humanity accepted that.
1997, Judgment Day. We had it coming.
Man, those robots are hung.
It's also scary in Tim's situation, hypothetical Tim's situation.
Yeah.
You know, just in game sentence, Tim, I need to talk to you again.
Oh, fuck, imagine Tim getting dumped by his... You'd crush him! Where does Tim go next? What else has he got left?
Tim's got nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing but sadness and shame.
This, at this point, Tim, the problem is 100% you. Yeah. So,
no. The Matrix. An invasion of machines.
Thinking, yeah, they ain't aliens,
whoa,
mate. But yeah, no, I reckon Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think, I don't know, this comes down to what you were saying. I think that if Dr. Frank came to Earth,
yeah,
and then just built Rocky, and then just fucked Rocky, I think, weirdly, I would be fine with that.
But the fact
that he fucked everyone,
Janet?
Not good.
Yeah, it's never good. That's
yeah.
Good.
Like, but I also imagine this. You're in a street. Lovely street.
Yeah.
And then some guy moves in next door. And you're like, oh, hi, hey. He's like, hey, I'm Greg. Like,
yeah.
Nice to meet you, Greg. Yeah, cool. And then you just hear him working in his garage. And then you're like, that's a bit weird. So one day you go over there, hey, what are you building? He's like, just a dude I'm going to fuck. And you're like, oh, okay.
You're very candid with that, Greg.
Yeah, don't let him play with the kids.
Yeah. I wouldn't be that cool with him. I'd call a cop.
Well, no, but also, what if he does it? Because that's an amazing scientific breakthrough for Greg. I'd be like, you're a pervert, but a genius. And all the great geniuses were.
I guess I respect.
But I also think that's almost a guy. Like I said, you need a guy to eat the food. You almost need a guy to fuck the things.
You need a guy to eat the food. And
your space exploration team should consist of people that know what they're doing. People that know how to survive, you know, in dangerous environments.
Yep.
A guy to eat the food. You gotta fuck the things. Because that's a good thing to know.
Like,
that's good information to send back to Earth to be like, hey, we can eat the food and we can fuck the things.
Who are the explorers that explore the Americas?
What do you mean?
Magellan
was one of them.
So, when in their expedition, they're like, we need people to know what they're doing.
No, because
we
on
need
Earth,
someone to survive.
Yeah.
You're eating things, you're fucking things.
But on Earth, we're already pretty clued in on what we can fuck.
Well, nothing that's not a person.
I'm just saying.
There's an actual answer.
There really is. But on an alien planet,
no. It's
unclear. We don't know what's going on, so we better find out. Imagine if 100 years down the track we found out we could be fucking trees this whole time.
I mean,
do you not think we'd be disappointed, maybe?
When?
I mean, nothing's stopping you.
Yeah, nothing's stopping you from fucking trees, man.
When we walked out on stage 45 minutes ago, and I sat down and I was like, which alien invasion will be the worst for the alien? This is not how I wanted it to go!
Look fair.
Yeah, look, I apologize.
Yeah.
It may have gotten away from me. I may have let personal feelings get in the way.
So I think when it all comes down to it, is that E.T. is very bangable.
No.
And the alien from Independence Day? Maybe. Alf? Yes.
Do you mean Alf? Or do you mean
Alf, like A. A-L-F.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
the eight cats. Which was
not Will Ferrell.
No. The one that ate cats.
Yeah,
which
Alf,
was clearly a
Alf.
Euphemism.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Yeah.
Sex
machine.
Whoa.
We're all on board.
Well, usually we'd be like, hey, let's vote, but they've all come out exactly the same of like, hey, they're all pretty bad because, like, people are garbage and we're probably just going to try and fuck the alien and that's bad for them.
I can see why they want to kill us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, fair, actually.
I go, cool, all right. Hey, Glicknick, I went there and they tried to fuck me.
Yeah, all right.
We need to kill them.
Let's kill them. Let's kill them and maybe eat them.
I'll fucking serve them, right? I get why we want to. Yeah.
You got it.
I get it.
Well,
I empathize.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been.
No,
well, okay, because you're.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're a special.
Did I do something wrong?
That was an awkward pause. I don't know why everyone went, oh. It happened. Have you guys been
I've never
oh,
seen two people talk at the same fucking time. Knowing our fucking minds.
Never happens on this podcast.
Yeah. Have you listened to our podcast before? It's basically three of us talking at exactly the same time about three different things the whole time.
I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Damien.
And where can we find you, Damien?
I'm going to be at the Perth Fringe Festival for a week tomorrow, then the Brisbane Comedy Festival at the end of February, 27th of Feb to the 4th of March. Yeah, yeah, come along. And then Adelaide and Melbourne festivals.
Woo, see Melbourne!
Go see him.
Woo!
Yeah!
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.